Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
The Swine Health Information Center-funded Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project has submitted its 2025 annual report for swine disease monitoring and project enhancements. First of all, a little background. What is the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project, and what is its mandate?
The MSHMP program is designed to gather information on the health of the U.S. swine herd, and it represents more than 30 different production systems which participate voluntarily, but it also analyzes data to track disease trends and monitors for emerging pathogen activity. Some of the diseases of focus include the porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus, PED, Seneca A virus, and others. Information like epidemiology, including spatial and temporal transmission patterns, identification of production risk factors, and characterization of virus evolution are all included within the MSHMP program.
Who compiled the 2025 annual report, and what does it cover?
Dr. Cesar Corzo of University of Minnesota and colleagues detail the outcomes for the three primary objectives of MSHMP. This accounts for almost 3.9 million sows and represents approximately 65% of the U.S. breeding herds. The highlights of the report continue to show expansion of participation to be representative of the U.S. swine industry.
What were the key achievements outlined in this report?
The key achievements cover the main objectives, one of which was to include porcine delta coronavirus to the monitoring disease and pathogens. Also, the assessment of requirements to include influenza A for breeding herds was evaluated, and this has the potential to be added to the reports in the future. Lastly, there was support dynamic PERS variant classification system, and this serves as the basis for the variants under monitoring report. So three objectives were achieved, highlighting the expanded efforts to monitor not only the baseline of diseases, but additional diseases, and add to the information that MSHMP program provides.
How is the work of the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project contributing to improved swine health, and what's the significance of that contribution?
The MSHMP program provides a mechanism for tracking and conversion of swine health data into actionable information that does support preparedness efforts. Some of the key things that can be taken into account and utilized for information when assessing swine health, including the addition of information to characterize incoming or imported swine health into the U.S., again, informing the picture of virus circulation. Another area is the assessment of impact of air filtration and being able to correlate that to potential virus health status. And lastly, the program continues to look at the characterization of mortality management in breeding herds and the impact those different strategies have also on virus transmission and herd detection rates.
How can anyone interested learn more about the work of the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project or access its annual report?
To see the annual MSHMP report and other reports submitted by MSHMP, you can see these in the August SHIC newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
For this information and monitoring of diseases, plus many more, you can go to swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.